Hi, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is AJ. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. My name is Jose, and I'm calling because I'm a little concerned. I did a subscription for the DeLorean, and I just received my first box, and from what I was reading, it says that every month you'll be charged until you want to cancel your subscription. I believe it's $10.95 plus $2 or $3 for shipping. And last night, I noticed that you guys charged me $56. So I wanted to know what happened, what's going on there.
Okay, yeah, I can take a look into that. So the $10.95, let me check the pricing exactly for the DeLorean. Do you have your account number so I could pull it up while I'm looking at that?
Yeah, 1 second, let me see if I can pull it. I have the email, but let me look for the...
Okay. Okay, so yeah, there. So it's $10.90 plus $2.45 per issue. So there's
right.
Four issues that go out in a standard shipment. So that's the reason why it was 50. It's usually like 51.40 or 53
right.
Something.
Right. Yeah. The thing is, when I again I didn't call to see how the subscription works. I was just reading what you guys have on the website, and it says four subscriptions, and from what I was reading last night, it says four subscriptions will go out. Not go out, it says, I got to read it specifically, but I know it says four subscriptions, and it says every month you charge, you know, it didn't say the second time, you know, you will be charged for four subscriptions at a price of, you know, 50 something. And then after that, it'll start the $11 or the $10. So I was unaware about any of that.
Okay. It you do get charged per shipment. So if you want to modify the number that you get, so if you don't want to get four at a time because you don't want the $53
right.
charge,
yeah.
you can bump it down. However, that extends the amount of time that's going to take you to build the model.
Right, yeah.
So if you want to change it to one issue and pay $13.35 on a monthly basis rather than paying $53 or $54 for four at a time, you can do it that way as well. But
yeah,
the standard shipment is four.
The standard shipment is $4?
It's four sets.
Oh,
so it's four issues.
Mm-hmm.
And each issue is $13.35.
Okay, yeah, if you could just bump it just to one, because the thing is right now, I don't really have the time to build it, so I'm not too much in a rush, so I'd rather get that month to month, and like that, you know, I don't see, you know, like such a big number, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I can do that for you. Do you, were you able to locate that account number?
Would it be in the confirmation of the mailing of the item of the first one?
It should be, but if you don't have it, I could look it up by name as well.
Yes, please. I'm looking for it. I don't want to take up too much time, you know, just.
Oh, no problem. 1 second. Okay, and what's the last name on the account?
Cosio, C-O-S-S-I-O.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And the first name?
Jose, J-O-S-E.
Okay, thank you. And what's your mailing address?
It's my last name, Cosio, C-O-S-S-I-O, 305@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, this order, Okay, so this order does look like it is processed. Let me see. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it does look like the warehouse confirmed that it's fulfilled. So there's not a way for me to like pull that particular one. I can go ahead and bump it down to one. And let me see.
Well, this is the thing. When I did the order on the first one, it just says thank you. You know, the thing is, I feel like it's not. You know, I don't know yet how you guys work, because I'm recently new to your company.
Mm-hmm.
But the first order, it never even gave me a warning bill. Like, your next bill will be, you know, this amount, you know, or this, or I didn't even get a email indicating how much I was going to be charged or was going to be charged for next month. So if I have that from ahead of time, then I could, you know, call, have time, and you guys could just resolve the issue. But if I just get a surprise bill on my bank account, I'm here wondering, I'm like, wait, why is this amount?
Gotcha. And the reason why it doesn't go out, which I'm not sure logistically why they don't do it, but as far as like what we know on customer service, it's because everyone's account is, how do I put it? Everyone's account is unique. So, for example, you have it set up just the standard, which is the default. But there's people who change like how many issues they get and how often they receive them. So
right.
I don't know what the reason that they don't send out the emails ahead of time are confirming the shipment, because you can change your shipment up to the day before.
Right, but you don't. In the beginning, you don't even have an option to choose what you want. You get me? Like, it just says subscribe. You know, you receive your issues every month. If it tells you, you know, you could subscribe now and you could pick the issues that you want. You know, the first, you know, you could get them four at a time. I didn't even know you could get this at four at a time. So all this is new to me.
Okay. Let me see. I know that the four is stated explicitly on the website, so that much I do know, but it doesn't indicate whether the shipments can be modified or what the time frame to modify them is. That's something that you do have to call in to do.
Exactly, and we didn't know, like, if it says please, you know, call in or call in for your subscriptions, you know, that I will understand, okay, not to do this online, I gotta call in, you know what I mean? But there's no warning, there's no like heads up. And
yeah, it just goes to the
cool
default.
Idea,
so it goes, let's see. So with the first shipment, it says the introductory offer ordered today, you get issues, or they call them kits. Kits 1 and 2
right.
for $195 for free shipping to start
right.
building. And then it
right.
says the regular shipments, you'll get 4 model kits delivered to your door for $10.90 per kit plus $2.45 in shipping per kit. So it does indicate that 4 will go out at a time and that they're $13.35 each. But I've bumped it down to 1, so you won't get 4 at a time anymore. Do you want to leave it at 4 weeks?
All right. Well, what I don't want is the big charge now. And if it's like that, what can I do to get it down to that? If I need to return it, then I'll return it and I'll just cancel my subscription.
Yeah, it can be returned for a refund if you don't want to keep the merchandise.
Yeah, I thought this is, you know, a pretty cool idea to do this. But the thing is, I'm a collector and I don't just do this. I do a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, like, you add 56 times, you know, 100, it adds up. You get me? So it's not, you know, the purchases, and there's a lot of stuff that's come out with the virtual con. And, you know, everything's adding up. you know, ridiculously. Obviously, you know, it's on my part because I'm a collector, but that's why I have everything scheduled and timed as how much I spend every single month. You know, and this is going above what I normally spend every month.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah. If I mean the shipment, like I said, it's been processed, so there's not a way for me to stop it from going out. The warehouse has already confirmed it. So it can be returned if you would like a refund and you don't want to continue with the collection, because this is one of our most vast buildups. So it's going to take a while to complete it if you're only receiving one at a time.
Right.
There's
130
issues almost. Yeah, 158. So that would be roughly 13 years to complete if you receive one at a time.
Yeah, because the finished product will be like about, what, like 1,200, 1,300?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I think it's about, the model itself is usually about 1,200. And then it varies if you choose to get any of the, like, specials. So, like, the case and the magazines and things like that that come with it.
Okay. All right, so what's my option right now?
If you would like to return the shipment, there's not a way to remove
the return it. Okay.
Yeah, the transaction has already been, the package has been marked as fulfilled by the warehouse. So if it was still like in pending status, we can usually cancel. But the day of shipments, we can't cancel anymore. It has to be done at least the day before.
Okay. So how do I cancel for... I could cancel and I could start, right? If I want to start again?
Yeah, you can reinitiate a subscription. So later on down the road, if you have more funds to allocate towards this specific project, you can re-subscribe. There wouldn't really be a point in reactivating your account since you've only received the first two issues, but you could do it that way as well if you wanted to.
Okay. Well, when I receive this one, I just send the offer that they send me. So like that, you refund for all four, right?
Yeah, you would be refunded for any merchandise that's returned. So as long as you return all four, you would be refunded for all four of them.
Okay.
Which is $13.35 each.
Okay. All right. That is including the shipping, right?
What do you mean? That's including the shipping?
Yeah, like exactly what you guys charge me is exactly what I'm going to get refund back.
Let me take a look. One second, I have to look at the return policy for the subscriptions. Yeah, it says if you do not wish to keep a shipment, you may return it within 30 days of receipt for a refund of the purchase price and any shipping and handling charges, if applicable. So I would assume that, yes, you would receive the shipping as well.
Okay. Also, can I receive a email with what I was charged with and a tracking number?
The tracking number will be available to you once USPS updates it in the system. That normally takes about 48 hours. And then you want something indicating that you were charged $53.40?
Yeah, I don't have anything like from you guys. I will charge that.
Okay, one moment. All right, just a second. I have to create an email. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's the COSSIO305@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I went ahead and I just sent that out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Was there anything else that I could help you with?
Well, if you do, I don't know if you have somebody on duty, but if you have like a, I mean, you did a great job, but if you have like a supervisor or manager that I can speak with?
Yeah, absolutely. Bear with me just a second.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment. All right, one second. I just have to get your account number.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and hold the line for me. I'm going to transfer you over.
Okay.